When I thought about 17 years, amen, God, amen, a lot of times we don't, amen, put a lot of distinction on 17 because it's somewhere in the middle. But when I thought about 17, it says 17 represents the presenting of security. Lord, have mercy. Familiarity and comfort of a marriage that is securely established. Say, neighbor, when you hit that 17th mark, you become securely established. The struggle is over. Come on, somebody. You become secure in who you are in God. You become, amen, comfortable with those that around you. Somebody give God a praise. Say, neighbor, we done hit that 17 mark now. I don't need you sizing me up. Come on, somebody. I don't need you being territorial. Come on, somebody. I need you to let me help you. I still ain't got no help in here. Can I just get just a little volume on the mic? Say, neighbor, I need you to let me help you. Because, amen, the pastor and the leader is not turning 17. We're turning 17 with them. And there are times God will send you help, but if you're territorial, you'll run off to help. I still ain't got no help right there. Say, neighbor, if you're territorial, you will run off to help. So I need to get secure. I need you to get secure in who you are. Because I'm not the enemy. Come on, somebody. People are coming. This place ain't big enough. People are coming. And I need you secure in who you are. Don't be sizing me up. Hello, somebody. Don't be. And so, amen, it's when you become secure. Amen. And God dropped his word in my spirit. And we're going to obey God and we're going to move on out the way. Amen. Praise God. I've been praying. I said, God told Lady Irene, I said, baby girl, are you praying for me? Because we ain't going to take no prisoners today. Is that all right? God spoke to me, and he told me to release his word. Say, neighbor, Apostle Beard going to minister a word entitled The Power of Honor. Y'all don't know when to shout. The Power of Honor. Somebody say it loud. Go ahead, stand up and say it. We're going to deal with today the power of honor. When you talk about the power of honor, you're talking about, amen, the power of strength or the strength of respect. You're talking about the weight of honor. Say, neighbor, honor carries a weight. Come on. Come on. When I look at them, they live what they're preaching. And you're looking at somebody 39 years now of ministry. 39, everything that has to do with ministry, I've done it. From the parking lot to the pulpit. Come on, somebody. I've done it. Come on. Come on. And so, amen, honor comes with a weight. There is a weight of honor. Is anybody getting that? When I look at Lady B, my God, and the way she honors me causes my children to see me in a whole different light. When honor is bestowed on a thing, on a person, it causes others to reverence it. It causes others to respect it. Are y'all still here? Look, I need somebody to get an attitude. Say, neighbor, the picture is not the same as the glass. I wished I had help. I'm gonna hurt myself today. Say, neighbor, the picture is not the same as the glass. In order for the pitcher to pour, the glass, amen, has to be, amen, the pitcher has to be elevated above the glass. Did anybody get that? You need to know that you and your pastor, you and your leader is not on the same level. You need to know that. You need to know that. Come on, somebody. Oh, you say, neighbor, you need to know. I don't care how many flyers you got. I don't care how many engagements you got. You need to know, baby girl. You need to know, bro. Come on, somebody, that you and your leader is not on the same level. You need to know. Come on. I remember, praise God, years ago, if I'm safe to say this, my God, when Pastor Greg McGee, he was migrating back here, amen, to the coast. And I remember being a manager, my God, at a place called Hardy's. Managed there, amen, praise God, for about, amen, 20-something years. years. And he came and we had lunch and he just said, hey, I believe God is taking me somewhere else. And I want to know, what do you think? What is your ideas? Come on, about, amen, me stepping out and making this happen. And I say, well, amen. He was talking about getting on the radio and different things. I say, is your lead on the radio? He said, well, he used to be, but he's not now. Hello, somebody. Can I talk? And among some other things we shared. And I say, when you make it happen for your leader, God will make it happen for you. This is why the coast is not strong enough to hold him, because he did it right. I still ain't got no help. When you do it right and you elevate your leader higher than where you are, come on, come on, then breakthrough will happen. Amen. Deliverance will take place. Can somebody give God a praise right there? I looked up the definition of what it means to honor. Somebody say honor. Honor means to regard or treat someone with admiration and respect. To regard or treat with honor. To give special recognition to. To confer honor or to bestow honor. Is anybody still in the place? Say, neighbor, if not careful, you'll begin to mishandle what you become coming with. Say, neighbor, if not careful, I'm almost finished. You will mishandle, come on somebody, what you become coming with. The Bible say Jesus could not do any mind. You start out respecting me, but then you got close to me. We start hanging out. Come on, somebody. And you thought we was equal. Come on. Say, neighbor, never that, never that, never that, never that. You're not my equal. We're not on the same level. Come on, come on. We're not even in the same realm. Come on, somebody. Can y'all get that? I remember, if I'm safe to say this, I remember somebody say, C. Ashley Brown. Lawrence. Say, C. Ashley Brown. Lawrence. What made her great, what made her famous, she would not take engagements on Sunday morning. She would not take engagements when a man, her ministry was in major conferences, major, come on somebody, look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, when you're honoring leadership right, some stuff you turn down. I still ain't got no help in here. Ain't no money big enough. Ain't no arena big enough. Come on, somebody. Look at your neighbor. Say, when I honor my leader, God will allow me to build my own stage. I still ain't got no help. When I honor my leader, when I honor my man of God, my woman of God, God will allow me to build my own stage. I still ain't got no help in here. Can I say this the way I feel it? Say, neighbor, stop letting people punk you and play you by disrespecting your pastor. You know we have in service. Why are you calling my members? You seen the flyer. But my member don't know that you punking them to punk me. I said what I said. Who gonna whoop me? Who gonna whoop me? My members don't know. And I can't tell you because you bastard, you friends with them. Say, neighbor, that's illegal loyalty. It's illegal loyalty. Come on, well, my pastor ain't saying that was stupid. I thought you would know better. I said what I said. Talk to me after church. Say, neighbor, can we go a little further? We got to go back to honoring leadership. Don't you undercover honor me. If you belong to this ministry, let the world know you belong here. And stop coming to Nicodemus by midnight. Come on. Let folk know that you're a part of this. Are y'all still here? Say, neighbor, Apostle Beard showed up for it today. I showed up for it today. Guess what? I'm a member today. Lady McGee, I'll go low. I'm a member today. I'm an honorary member. Come on, somebody. And I'm going to work this thing for y'all today. Ask your neighbor, said, now, how you doing? My God, up in here. But she, Ashley Brown, will not take any engagements. Look at how amazing Dr. K Party has been all over the world. We've been knowing her for about 30 years. No matter how God used her, she set stuff down and be back at her church, submitted to her husband on Sunday. Because you're showing people how to treat your leader. Huh? Is anybody getting some help? I'm going to say what Pastor McGee, a lady that don't feel like saying. Because you'll leave the church, you'll leave the ministry. I'm going to say that today. Y'all pray for me. Say, neighbor, we must know what honor looks like. Say, neighbor, honor has a look. And I'm sitting here and you just blatantly disrespected me. But because you don't know what honor looks like, you disrespected me. Huh? Huh? Don't ever compliment another man in front of your husband. That's disrespect. Don't be more talkative to the opposite sex. And I'm let me say something right here. For all you people that had your bestie was a you're a female, but your bestie was a male and vice versa. Come on. Y'all gonna get up off me. But some stuff has to change when you become in covenant. No, you ain't hanging out with your best friend. My God, come on. And he's a man. Or she's a woman. Say, neighbor, check it. It's dishonor and it's disrespect. Y'all going to back up off me today. I promise. I promise. Pastor Greg know what he was doing. Come on, somebody, when he asked me to come. He know I don't take my medication every day. Come on, somebody. He know that. But he still invited me. So that's on y'all. Honor, y'all come on back to the church. Come on back. Honor has a look. Minister Markisha, thank you for reading for me. Can you go to Proverbs 18 and 12, the King James Version? Are we there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Go ahead, daughter.
Before destruction.
You read like you say. Come on. It said, before, can I teach the class? Before destruction,
The heart of her man is haughty.
The heart of a man is haughty. The heart of a man, we're going to get into that. Before destruction or before a fall, read.
And before honor.
Before honor.
Is humility.
Is humility. And so let's get into this word called haughty. Haughty is blatantly and disdainfully proud. That's why David asks the people, how did my son become an enemy? Because he was backdooring his father. He was disrespecting his father behind the scene. And in the midst of that, his father loved him and honored him, but he was blatantly disrespecting his father. Say, neighbor, we can't do real ministry in the midst of disrespect. We can't do real ministry in the midst of dishonor, disloyalty. Did anybody show up for it today? It means blatantly, disdainfully, proudly dishonoring. Having or showing an attitude of superiority and contempt for people or things perceived to be inferior. Did anybody get that? Did anybody get that? How can you flip that and start disrespecting leadership? I'm going to tell you why in a few minutes. I'm going to tell you why and I'm going to tell you how. Can we go to the Message Bible? The Message Bible. Take your time. Just let me know when you're ready.
Ready. Ready.
Go ahead, daughter.
Pride first.
Pride first. So can I just walk a little bit? Pride first. So in the midst of your anointing, your worship, your talent, come on, somebody, and all of the splendor of who you are. When you don't properly submit and properly honor, pride busts through all of that. It busts through your gift. It busts through your anointing. It busts through your faithfulness. Read it again, God.
Pride first.
Pride first, uh-huh.
Then the crash.
Then the what?
The crash.
Then the crash. Pride first, then the crash. Look at a neighbor that's looking uncomfortable. Say pride first, then the crash. Ain't no way God gonna elevate you with that. Ain't no way God gonna elevate you and you're dishonoring leadership. You're dishonoring what you should be respecting. Say neighbor, pride first. Well, I didn't mean it like that. Well, it came across like that. What you mean you didn't mean it like that? I felt you. I saw your body language. Don't you know a pastor can preach and know when you disengage, know when elders have left the building? They preaching, but you left the building. But then you're going to show up next Sunday. Where they do that at? That's dishonor. Y'all got time for some more? Read it again, daughter.
Pride first.
Uh-huh.
Then the crash.
Uh-huh. Read on.
But humility is the precursor.
Precursor.
Precursor to honor.
I'm not going to try to explain that. Go to the TPT version. Can we work this thing? Go to the TPT. The Passion Translation. Who said that? Who said? Watch it, girl. My God. We're going to get some help up in here today. We're going to respect our leaders. We're going to honor our. They doing all of this, and this is what. Come on, somebody. And for you that are faithful and a lawyer and honoring leadership, let's take it higher. Let's maximize it. Huh? Oh, God, Jesus, in your name. Read.
A man's heart is the proudest when his downfall is nearest.
The word said it. I didn't say that. Read.
For he won't see glory until the Lord sees humility.
He will not see glory. He will not see promotion until the Lord sees what?
Humility.
My God, up in here, this word is preaching to me. My God, let's go to 1 Peter, 1 Peter 2 and 17. Maybe I can get out of here and make it back to our service. My God, today. 1 Peter 2 and 17. Anybody getting anything? My God. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, King James Version, what it say?
Honor all men.
Now, this is moving past your pastor. I got a problem with this. How are you going to honor your leader and then disrespect your brothers and your sisters? If it's on your leader, it should be on you. If the congregation is stuck up, it's because the leader is stuck up. I ain't come to play no games today. Come on. Have you ever walked in a place and it seemed like the people was breathing a different air from you? And looking at you like, why are you here? Come on, somebody. It's because the pastor is stuck up. The pastor is arrogant. Can I get some help up in here? Say, neighbor, we can't do ministry like that. And if we do it like that, we can't do it long. Because folk are dying. And they're stumbling over your hypocrisy. Can I go there? Would y'all please let me come back one day? Huh? My God, up in here. Did y'all read it again?
Honor all men.
No big eyes and no little U's. Honor all men. I just saw you walk past her and didn't speak, and now you're trying to speak to me. Honor all men. I need you to back that thing up. No, you ain't speaking to me. You sure ain't gonna speak to me and walk past my wife. Huh? Is anybody getting this? And how long you want me to sit here and let you do that? Now, you ain't crazy. I'm crazy for letting you do it. Huh? Say neighbor, check it. Check it. Check it. It has to be checked at the door. And so we doing this, huh? We doing this. I call somebody and they start telling me a lie. I say, oh, I'm a prophet. I'm a seer. So we doing this today. Somebody on that front row acting like me. Come on, so we doing this. So this is what we're doing. So this is how we're doing ministry now. Read, daughter. Go back to where you were.
Honor all men.
We just had to dot a few black eyes right there. Honor all men,
Love the brotherhood.
Love the brotherhood. Read.
Fear God. Honor the king.
Now let's break that down in the Message Bible. This word is preaching all by itself. In the Message Bible, amen, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17 through 18.
Make the master proud of you.
Is that 1 Peter 2, 17, 18? You can skip down to where it says treat everyone.
Okay, yes, sir. Treat everyone you meet with dignity.
With respect. I don't care if it's your first time meeting me. You say you saved, treat me with respect. Not just in the church, but in the store. Come on, somebody. You know, I'm pushing 60. I know I don't look like it. I'm pushing 60. My God, my wife will be 59, and I'm pushing her on to 60, but I'm right behind. Hello, somebody. And I saw a member of this ministry. We was out somewhere eating at the Reefer somewhere. I don't know if she's here today. There you go, baby girl. Raise your hand. She's sitting on the third row. I saw her, and I was so polite because that's who I am. And she would just smile, and sometimes, Mother Beard, she'd be smiling. Sometimes she don't, you know, she can't remember people, you know what I'm saying? She getting up in age. Hello, somebody. But we do have a nice disposition.
I know.
Even though I'm going to treat you right. My God. And she was like, Apostle Beard, you don't know who I am? I say, keep talking. It's going to come to me. But I was nice. Yeah. Say, neighbor, you can't be nice, nasty. You got all that Holy Ghost. I don't care if you don't know them, treat them right, because that's what the Holy Ghost does. That's what the Spirit of God does. Come on, somebody. Come on, I didn't know you, so you walked past me and didn't speak. Come on, somebody. But I was nice, wasn't it nice? And then I said, oh, I said, girl, we family. Say, neighbor, treat people right. It takes too much energy to treat people ugly. Are y'all getting this? Read, daughter.
Treat everyone you meet with dignity.
Read.
Love your spiritual family.
Can we say that loud? Say, neighbor. Love your spiritual family. Don't be side talking. Come on. You can talk folks from away from the house. If there is a problem, why are we talking about it? When you talk about stuff that goes on and you don't have a solution, you're sowing seeds of discord. I said, when you talk about a problem and you're not the solution or you don't have the solution, you're sowing discord into the house. And here it is. You done got over it, but then somebody that you shared it with is stuck. And now you in my face laughing and we going out to eat. Come on, somebody. But you sowed a seed of discord in somebody else. Now they're looking at you like you crazy because you're the one gave me the news about Pastor. You're the one said First Lady was mean. You said that. It's quiet in a sanctified church. Go ahead, daughter.
Love your spiritual family. Revere God. Respect the government.
Can I stop right here for a minute? How much time do I got left? Lord. My God. When it say respect government, I don't care what you was doing at the last church. We don't do that like that over here. Say, neighbor, government is the way people, it's what's set up, the government of the church. The leadership, come on, somebody. And so you got to learn that before you go to getting your hands on stuff and getting busy in the house with the wrong spirit. So you got to say, Pastor McGee, how would you do this? How would you handle that? Because you're a breaker, you'll mess up something that we're doing, we're trying to do. And it's called an undercurrent or undertow. It's a current that's moving different from the flow of the surface. Lord have mercy. Read.
That was all.
Is that all?
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody give God some praise. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, God is restoring honor to leadership. Real true leadership is something that has been lost, amen, through years, but is now being restored. Can you open your mouth and say, honor of leadership is being restored. Say, neighbor, the gift you honor or the gift you serve, you're able to draw from and even access. Can y'all help me get out of here? I feel a little churchy. My God. Say, neighbor, the gift you honor, you're able to access. You're able to pour from it. Somebody give God a praise in this place. Say, neighbor, if you honor the gift, if you respect the gift, you can pour from it. You can draw from it. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise in here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, neighbor, it's spiritual illegal to draw from what you don't respect. It's illegal to pull on something, to draw from something that you don't respect. Woman of God, can you go to Proverbs? Give me about 15 more minutes. Proverbs 9, amen, 17 through 18. It's illegal. It's illegal to draw from a place of someone you don't respect. I thought about not reading this scripture, but then God said, you got to read it. We scared to read the real Bible. We scared to read the real Bible because it'll say stuff that... Proverbs 19, 17 through 18. When I started studying this, I thought about Lady B. I'm like, she's going to say, baby, don't do that. Don't read that. Well, we're going to read it anyway. What it says.
Stolen waters. Are sweet.
Uh-huh.
And bread eaten.
I need y'all to study this. It's in bread eaten.
In secret.
Uh-huh.
It's pleasant.
It's pleasant. Read.
But he knoweth not.
Uh-huh.
That the dead are there.
Uh-huh.
And that her guests are in depths of hell.
I want you to read it in the TPT version. This shook me to my core. Can you play some strings or play something soft? This shook me to my core, Pastor McGee, Lady Irene McGee. It's so important that the church become healed. It's so important that the church at large become healed. Not just healed, but delivered and set free. It's so important. It's so important. Say, neighbor, you hear, but are you healed? You hear, but we're doing church, but are you healed? If you're not healed, if you marry somebody and they remind you of your old mate, it's going to trigger something. As good as I am to you, if you have not been properly healed, something's going to trigger. And so that's why you got to be so careful that God heal you from the places that you once reside. Whether it be a marriage, relationship, ministry, he wants to heal you. So you can serve in honor. Huh? So you can serve and be loyal. Can I just talk? Raise your hand if you got in relationship with somebody you shouldn't have got in relationship with. Matter of fact, don't be scared. Go ahead and stand up. 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 And see, we did that, and my thing is, did you pray? Did you ask God before you got into that relationship? Because something will break inside of you that will make you disrespect the next relationship. because it wasn't ordained by God. Go ahead and be seated. Go ahead and be seated. Go ahead and be seated. Stand up if you was a part of a church, a ministry that nearby broke. You almost made you lose your mind. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Can you raise your hand if you can admit that it made you not trust other people? It made walls go up. God is healing somebody right now. He's healing somebody right now. Be seated. We got to stop long enough and ask God, what is your will for this? Because before, baby girl, before I married Lady B, Mother B was in a very abusive relationship. He used to beat her. Beat her. She kept the bloody stained garments. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't like the way I'm talking. So most of our fights wouldn't be about us. It'll be about him and what he did. Look at how y'all looking at me. And so if you in a loyal, faithful, your talk shouldn't be about what they did and how they treated you. Are y'all still here? God wants to heal the broken parts of you. So when he brings you to a place where it's good ground, you can honor leadership. Are y'all still there? Are y'all still? God is healing somebody. I don't know where you've been, where you come from, but God is healing you so you can bestow honor on leadership. You got to start and ask God, God, is this your will? I don't care how much I like them, how much I'm attractive to that ministry, to that person. God, what is your will on this? What is your will? Because everybody church ain't your church. Everybody ministry ain't church. Oh, can I just talk? Can I just talk? You got to learn how to fall in love with what God creates for you. Come on, you got to fall in love with that. Can I just talk? Can I just talk? Can I just talk? I love Lady B. God knows I do. Before I married her, amen, I would date Caucasian women, high yellow women. Come on, somebody. But I didn't know the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know. And so I was preaching. I was preaching nearly 37 years ago. And God broke through the mess and said, echo your wife. I say, where? She was a size 3. I couldn't hardly see her. Fine, had it going on. Boom! Shakalaka. My God. And God said, that's your wife right there. And I said, who? And I got with my baby sister, Pastor Shires. I need you to be praying with me. See, we don't stand deliberation long enough when we're making decisions for covenant and relationship. We don't stand prayer long enough. He fine, I'm fine, let's... and birth some crazy children because you didn't acknowledge God. But when God showed me her, we'll be celebrating 37 years in June, because she was not my choice, she was God's choice. I still see God want your church and your minister to be his choice. Oh, what needless pains we bear because we don't carry everything to the Lord in prayer. You didn't acknowledge God. And so that's why you're getting what you're getting. Are y'all still here? My God. And that's the best decision that God ever made for me. You got to admit sometimes you don't know what's best for you. You got to admit that. God chose you, Lady B. He chose you for me. I remember, praise God, this young lady called herself, amen, liking me. I was all that in a bag of chips back in the day. Come on, had little muscles and all that. Amen. Young lady called herself liking me, and I was just being nice. Say, but watch being nice to the opposite sex. Watch being nice. I was just being nice. She done already told somebody that we go together. And I was trying to help her and be kind to her, but y'all better, oh God. But me and Lady B was somewhere eating in a restaurant, and I saw her, and she was like on her last leg. She was about to die. And I said, God, what if I would have chose her to be my mate because I didn't want to hurt her feelings? and she would have died in the prime of my ministry, what would have happened to me? I'm still dealing with this. Read it one more time, daughter. We get ready to go home. Read Proverbs. Read. Stolen waters. Let me read it. Stolen waters are sweeter, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant because there's no commitment with it. There's no commitment. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, how long you going to date us? Can somebody give me a lap around it? No, y'all sit down. I'll be back. I'll be back. How long are you gonna date us? If this minister is good enough for you to lay down and have sex with us with no contract, y'all gonna get up off me and get you and your children healed, but there's no commitment. Say, neighbor, you better get with us on the ground level because we're taking off. Ah! And away we go. We're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. This minute, say, neighbor, this is the smallest you'll ever see us. This is the smallest. We're going to have to go to heaven two services. This is the smallest. Say, neighbor, ah! And away we go. God is shifting us. Because we understand he's shifting us. He's shifting us. He's shifting our leaders. He's shifting this ministry. Say, neighbor, ah! And away we go. Say, neighbor, this is a shifting house. God is shifting us. But you just want to have fun. You just here checking us out. Because the last church hurt you. Because the last ministry didn't work. Go to the... Y'all sit down. Somebody can't see. Sit down. Y'all blocking somebody's view. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Come give me a hug, baby girl. This my baby here. My baby here. I love you so much. You just don't know how much. Thank you. She was visiting the church. She was visiting the church coming from a broken place. Can I just say that? I'll take you out to eat one day, you and your husband. Yeah. When I give folk testimony, I take them out to eat. If I don't take you out, I'll send you a cash app, okay? Okay. And she came. But she was so devastated and broken, her and her husband. And I've always loved him, respected him as one of my spiritual sons. But I was so glad when they found this ministry. Can you tell your neighbor, say, be patient, give me a minute, give me a minute. I've gone through some stuff, give me a minute. I'm still, anybody still coming back to yourself because you've gone through some stuff and you still coming, and if somebody touch you wrong, if somebody say something wrong to remind you, can I be real? Because I see right now y'all are like, I used to touch mother, be my baby, but don't touch me that baby, don't touch me. I'm like, what's wrong? Can I go somewhere else? Lord have mercy, Jesus. Oh God. She'd be like, turn the light off. No, I said, no, I waited. I waited. I was saved at 18 years old. And now tonight is the honeymoon night. You might turn the lights off. No, turn the lights on. I want to see what I purchased. I want to see. Look at how y'all looking at me. I want to see it all. Huh? I'm sorry to the children. I'm sorry. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Now don't touch me there. All that is mine. The Bible said when you marry, your body is not your own. And so when you married in the spirit, you don't have certain places where your leaders can't touch. They should be able to go into all of that. All of you. They should be able to go into all of that. But if they can't go into that, they're because somewhere you're not healed. Somewhere you're not whole. How I'm going to help you if you don't let me go in there? Read, daughter. I got to go. I smell the food. I got to go read. Read.
Illicit sex.
Illicit sex. So we can roll over this real quick. Illicit sex or illegal sex. An illegal relationship. And that's what we do. Because we've been hurt, we stay in it for years and we never connect. We never commit. And so if you never connect, you never commit, you can't really honor what you don't connect to. Am I okay, baby girl? We've been dating for 10 years. Huh? But baby, he ain't married you. That should say something. He has not married. I'm not dating to have fun. I'm dating spiritually, doing the right, to find somebody that would want me for real. Actually say, what we doing for 10-5? What we doing? Read.
Illicit sex is the best sex of all.
Why? Because we having fun. No commitment. You ain't locked in. You ain't got to pay no bills. When we get through, you can go to your house and I can go to mine. And that's what folk do on Sunday morning. They have an illicit sex, illegal sex on Sunday morning. I just said something right there. Say, neighbor, how long are we going to do this? I don't know something about the ministry. I keep going back, but you ain't committed. Well, the doors of the church are now open. You got to lock in. You got to commit. God spoke me. God say somebody gonna join the church today because they've been having sex. They've been having illicit sex. Hello, somebody. But God, amen, wants you to have a marriage. He wants you to have a spiritual father, spiritual mother, that it might be well with you. Read, daughter.
Our secret affair.
That's what it is.
Will be sweeter than all others.
Because we playing games. Read.
Little do they know when they answer her call.
When you answer this spirit call, read.
That she dwells among the spirits of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And all her guests soon become citizens of hell.
When you don't connect, when you don't do this thing right, when you keep playing games, because somebody else hurt you, but Pastor Greg McGee didn't hurt you, Lady Irene didn't hurt you. If they did hurt you, it was purpose pain. Because they're trying to get you to another level in God. Illicit means not legally permitted or authorized. Unlicensed. Unlawful. Are y'all still here? Say, neighbor, I'm closing. Say, neighbor, when expectations encounters honor, your issues will dry up. When you come to church and you have an expectation for what's on your leader's life, your issues, your family problems, it will dry up. Your issue will dry up. Just like the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years. The Bible said when she touched the hem of garment, her issue dried up. Because she honored what she was touching. She honored what she was submitted to. Are y'all still here? God spoke to me. He said, where there's honor, miracles take place. Where there's honors, wealth is released. Somebody give, can you stand on your feet? Somebody give God a praise.